Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What a great song.
I cannot believe we're actually playing something that Ike Turner sings on. But I've always said you have to separate the art from the artist.
It's where her voice comes in here. It is one of the greatest songs. Here in a couple of seconds, she's going to come in. This came on. It's one of my favorites, and it came on in my car today on the way into work. Oh, here she comes. You just can't help but sing with her. Job in the city. Night and day. So good.
Just because your mic is off doesn't mean mine is.
So good.
This poor city.
Who's killing a cat in the studio?
Oh, my word.
Oh, I love that song.
Why are you killing that cat?
There's a reason we played some Tina Turner. A song originally recorded for her massive, massive hit, Private Dancer, and thought to be lost, has been rediscovered after four decades. It's called Hot For You, Baby.
Oh.
It was found in one of the vaults. I've always wondered about the vaults.
Where are these musical vaults?
Like, Prince apparently had a vault.
It's a manila folder.
Right.
Had a vault, and they find all these songs, and his family just releases them. Oh, my God. The Prince family drives me insane as a huge fanatic because everything they're putting out sucks. And there's a reason he didn't put it out, because he knew it sucked. Do not buy any new Prince stuff. Anyway, this Tina Turner song, Hot For You, Baby, they thought it was lost. It's been found after 40 years. It should have remained lost. There's a reason she didn't put it on Private Dancer. Skip to the chorus, Sam.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Wait till you hear the chorus.
That's not terrible. That sounds like anything released in the 80s, if you're going to be honest. That's a lot of 80s right there.
That is what you call filler. That's a filler song.
Okay. Have you guys ever been somewhere naked and needed help?
Beg your pardon?
Have you ever been somewhere...
In my dreams?
Without clothing on... And you needed help.
Or awake.
I cannot believe I forgot to tell you guys the story.
Maybe some strange woman's bed. I don't know.
No. Wow. No. Not really? In that way.
You dog.
dirty dog.
Chew your arm off scenario.
No.
I'd rather leave without an arm than wait till she wakes up.
Wow. Oh, we took it a step further. I thought we'd already gone too far.
Did not see that coming. I was at the gym the other day, going back tonight, and I have started this routine where we do our gym thing, and then I go steam for 20, 30 minutes. It is glorious. But in order to do that, you know, I've got my three towels. I got one for my head. I got one to lay on. I got one to wrap around me. And then I put all my stuff in a locker. And you know those lockers have a bunch of numbers on them, and you're supposed to go, you make up a code.
I know.
And then there's a noise. It goes, and then it shuts. So I do this. I don't even know why I lock my stuff, because it's not, I really don't think someone's going to go in there to steal my gym clothes, but whatever. I locked it. Go into the steam room. I come back out, and you're supposed to type in the same code, then the number sign. And I read the directions. I looked. Nothing. It would not open.
Okay.
So I thought, there's nobody in here. I need to get to the front desk, but you know what? I'll shower first. I wasn't planning on showering, but I will. I'll kill some time. And then surely, at some point, someone will wander in here after their workout, and I can say to the woman, hey, do you mind popping out there and getting someone at the front desk?
Right.
Scott, I waited and waited. I'm like, okay, now I'll dry my hair. Like, no one is coming, and all of my clothing is in one of those stupid electronically locked lockers.
I'm assuming your phone is as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Can't take a phone into a steam room.
No.
So I thought, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And, you know, those towels are not super lengthy.
Let's just say they saved money on material.
They don't cover a whole lot.
So I do the penguin walk over to the door, and I'm covered. And I poke my head out, and I'm like, still nobody.
Hello?
And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't go out there. And the way, like, there's a little pool to the left, and to the right, there's a hallway. Then you are out in the lobby. I mean, it's hello lobby.
So hello, like, cancer membership.
How long can I be in there before, you know, I got to go get help? So I did. I go, hello. Which nothing.
That's the universal call for I need help. Hello.
Anybody out there?
The funniest thing happened. So finally, I'm like, all right, this is ridiculous. It's been like 30 minutes. I mean, someone should be calling 911 worried about me at this point. So I make sure I am completely covered. I take like two steps out into the hallway. And of course, a man comes around the corner. Very nice older gentleman. And I'm like, I am so sorry. Awkward for you. Awkward for me. I'm like, my clothes are locked in the locker.
It's not awkward for him. It is awkward for you, though.
He starts laughing, and he goes, I got you. So he turns around like, toot sweet. Like, I'm good. Sorry, not looking down. Goes and gets the clerk.
Did he look at you and say, it's going to cost you? How about a little peeky peek?
It was the funniest thing. And the clerk comes around the corner, and I go, I am so sorry, but I've been in here like 30 minutes, and I need you to help me. So they've got like a staff code.
Wasn't somebody worried where you were by any chance?
It was getting to the point where when I came out, I go, you are not going to believe what just happened to me. And his stock answer now is like, yeah, I actually would believe that happened to you. But he's like, you came out here naked? And I go, well, what was I supposed to do?
You were naked.
I was not naked. I was as covered as one can be in one of those micro towels.
Yeah. Going to hold one here, going
to
hold another one here.
Has that never happened
shimmy,
to you where you
shimmy.
Just cannot access your clothes? Usually either when you're getting a breast exam, because they've got little lockers for you then, when you're at a gym or when you're at a spa.
So when I do go to the gym, we have the same kind of lockers that I imagine you guys do. And you're supposed to push in the number, and then you hit the key button
yes.
on the bottom, and it zzz, and you hear the locker lock. I don't lock my locker. If you want to steal my
right.
backpack with a couple extra pairs of socks and some chapstick, have at it.
Yeah, I'm not locking it anymore because I don't trust it. And I don't want to be that girl that, like, maybe she's just an exhibitionist. She keeps coming out into the hallway half naked. I'm out.
Hey, the dudes walk around with nothing on, you know?
Oh, don't get me started. Do not get me started.
We have had to have a conversation about that. I think the last time we did, either you were gone or Sam was gone. It's always the men.
Yes. I told you the story about a month ago.
Every guy I know has this story. It's not just you,
well,
Scott.
Well, I have two, but I've told one several times. This one just happened last month. Where I walk in, because I usually wear flip-flops to the gym, and then I change into my socks and shoes because I hate closed-toed shoes. I'll do that in the locker room, and then I'll put my backpack in my locker. It's always the same locker. I use the same locker every time. And then I'll turn my phone on silent so nobody knows there's a phone in there and tries to steal, but I don't think they would. But I walked in there last month, and there's this one older guy who talks to himself when nobody else is in there. Oh, yeah.
Totally normal.
Yeah. He talks to himself. He's apparently a man of some means, the way I understand it, but whatever. And there's a younger guy. By younger, I mean he's in his 40s. And in front of all the lockers, and there's rows and rows of lockers, are these very nice, long, fake wood benches, right?
Yeah.
So one guy is on one bench, and then the other guy is sitting on the other bench maybe 3 feet away.
And the benches aren't for sitting. They're for propping one leg up so that you can provide a proper display of your...
Okay.
Or you can sit on them and put your shoes on like me. You know, and there's also a golf course attached to this place, so I'm sure guys come in and they put their golf shoes on or whatever. Anyway, these two men are sitting on towels, thank God, on these benches, but they are completely man-spreading. And there is no towel wrapped around their waist. I mean, they are nude.
Right, have you ever thought about just saying, dude, put a towel over? Why will men not call out other men? Because women would be like, oh, honey.
Because it makes it look like you're looking.
Yeah, you can't acknowledge that you're trying not to look.
What is wrong with just saying, dude, put a towel on?
Oh, I've had guys.
They're right here. Look, they're plentiful.
Dana, these two guys were sitting there facing each other with no clothes
gross!
On.
Gross! Discussing the day's events?
Just talking like you and I are talking right now. They knew each other's names.
I know we shouldn't be as uptight in America with nudity and all those things as we are. But there's nothing wrong with being modest, you know, at a certain point. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. Like, at a certain point, we're not getting any younger, Scott.
No.
If you're in your 20s and, you know, look better than you ever have in your entire life, which most of us in our 20s did, that's one thing. Like, but, you know.
Gravity sets in.
Gravity starts setting in, and, you know, you got.
We're not as perky as we used to be.
Come on. Put a towel over it.
I know. It's just like the one I've told you 1,000 times. I'm sitting in the locker room getting dressed, and we have one of those old school scales where you have to move them over, and you have to get that perfect balance on the right side to know what you really weigh. This guy comes out of the shower with a towel around his waist, drops the towel in front of the weight machine or the scale, and then stands on it. I'm thinking to myself in my head, I'm like,
really?
Bro, just take a pound off. Whatever it is, just take a pound off. And then you've got the towel.
Well, and then the small talk goes on for so long that they're like, what's your name? And I'm like, bro, I didn't even want to answer your first 14 questions. I'm not giving you my name.
It would be so awkward for me if a man is sitting there, sitting on a towel, completely naked, and starts a conversation with me.
I'm telling you right now, women don't do that. This is a specifically male thing.
I know.
From the text line, just say, hey, you should get that looked at.
That looks swollen down there. Good for you.
Gross!
913-586-7798.
We're not taking calls on this. Do not give out the number.
We got 8 open lines if you want to grab one. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. It is with a mild amount of trepidation that I read this next story. I fear the Pandora's box we're about to open. This is from the Topeka Capital Journal. St. Luke's Health Systems improperly fired an employee when it did not accept a religious exemption request to the COVID-19 vaccine, according to an appeals court in Kansas. The hospital denied a request from Cheryl Glean in November of 2021, saying that she expressed a concern for physical harm from the vaccine rather than a sincerely held religious belief. In her request, Glean states that her religious beliefs include that her body is holy and that she consulted with her pastor and family members regarding vaccination. Quoting here, I talked to my pastor from my church and other family members about my decision refusing to get the vaccine, and I did my own research regarding COVID vaccine, and they helped me with my decisions, she wrote in an online exemption request to St. Luke's.
I swear to you, we are not making this a debate about the COVID vaccination. There's a reason we're talking about this story. While it originates out of Topeka, the hospital in question is St. Luke South in Overland Park.
Right.
The CJ Online keeps track of all of the legislative stuff now, right? And the court stuff out of Topeka.
And that's because she lost her case in a Johnson County District Court.
Yep.
She appealed it to Topeka, and they ruled in her favor, while the lower court here in Johnson County ruled in favor of St. Luke's.
We are starting to see a smattering of these cases across the country go toward the favor of the employee. This story is not about the COVID vaccine. We are not going to take calls on whether or not you think we needed to do that to save lives in the United States. We're not going there. We could make this about any vaccination.
MMR.
You choose if you work in healthcare. Heck, make it about the flu vaccine. I don't care. Hospitals will tell you they have an intrinsic interest and a duty to the patients and other staff members in a healthcare setting to make sure their staff members are vaccinated. Also, Scott, to make sure staff members don't smoke. We started seeing those rules several years ago, where if you get caught as a smoker and you work for a hospital, you can be fired.
But you don't have a constitutional, let me rephrase that. What's the word I'm looking for here? Being a smoker is not a protected class. Your religion is considered a protected class.
Okay, well, my religion says that I need to smoke. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
I do.
You could make the argument that my religion, because I have the religious freedom to pray to whatever God I want, who believes in whatever they want, my religion says I smoke.
Well, but at some point—
Would that be protected?
No, because at some point logic has to come in as well. There is no religion where you have to smoke, and I could make the argument that my religion tells me to smoke a joint before I leave the house and go drive a car. You know, that doesn't, at some point.
But if you prescribe to a religion that states you do not believe in medical care and you want to work for a hospital, would the hospital not have the right to say, this is not the place for you?
We don't know what role she holds or held at St. Luke's. Was she a nurse? Was she a janitor? Was she somebody who took your insurance information at checkout?
I'll look up the case and try to find it.
I mean, was she interacting with patients on a regular basis, where one would think and one could argue that the hospital would have an obligation and even a right, maybe?
At the heart of the ruling is this. Listen to this. A Kansas court said employers cannot scrutinize an employee's statement to determine whether the employee's invocation of religious exemption is religiously based. The ruling basically says, Scott, if I come to my boss and I say, I'm not going to do this because of my religious beliefs, the boss does not have the legal right then to pick apart my statement to figure out whether I really believe religiously I can or should not do this thing.
Well, let me give you an
example. This doesn't even have to be about vaccines the way I read that.
But let me give you an example of something that I think you could connect to better than anybody on this show. Let's say that you're a member of one of the five major world religions, okay? And you know this as well as anybody. In television, during sweeps weeks, no one is allowed to take off. At least none of the major players are allowed to take time off.
Correct.
Anchors have to be at the anchor desk during sweeps week.
Yep.
All the big time reporters, the weather people, sports guys or gals, they all have to work during sweeps week.
Correct.
Month, even better. Let's say that you belong to one of those five major world religions.
Yep.
And a very important religious holiday falls in that month on a weekday.
Of either May, July, November, any of the sweeps months.
Correct. And you go to your boss and you say, I'm going to the synagogue or the mosque or my church because I am devoutly religious and a major, major religious holiday falls during that month. They would almost have to give you that day off.
I mean, Ramadan lasts for an entire month. What if that were to coincide with a sweeps month?
But those rights, while important, are not absolute.
Correct. I'm trying to think of a right that is absolute.
What's interesting to me about this statement at the top, the sub-headline under this, is the court ruled employers cannot scrutinize a worker's statement to determine when you are invoking a religious exemption, whether you really mean it, whether it's really religiously based. Well, doesn't that mean I could come up with any number of religions that now I all of a sudden believe in? To either do something or don't do something my boss does or doesn't want me to do. And my boss, according to the court, does not have the right to scrutinize that statement, as in prove it. Prove to me that you really, this really is religious and not that you just don't want the day off.
Or you don't want that vaccine.
Or it's religious and not political and you just don't want the vaccine.
Well, and tell me my religion's not my religion. What if my religion is me? And I just don't want to get a vaccine.
That's the point I'm making, Sam. Could you not, under this ruling, come up with any number of things? Well, I don't want to be on the air between 5 and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday because my religious belief says that during that hour, I should be out.
You're looking for that religion, aren't you?
I'm gonna launch it right now.
Did not see from this conversation very chair. Going this direction.
We start building your temple tonight. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. It is our most important right in these United States.
The right to party?
Right to fight for your right to party.
You got
to
fight for it.
Yeah. here we go. I worked in healthcare for 30 years, writes this texter. I was required to sign a statement as to whether I will or will not vaccinate. My last employer gave us a time frame to vaccinate or we were not allowed inpatient care. My occupation required patient contact, so I would not have a job in my chosen field. They would allow me to perform other jobs.
Got it.
Just not patient care. External groundskeeping, whatever they offered,
right.
I would take it.
Right.
But you would not be able to practice in your chosen field.
So that's my question for hospitals. Do they not deal with this on the front end? Before we hire you for this specific job in patient care, do you have a religious exemption that would ... fill in the blank?
Yeah. Great question. My hospital did pick apart my religious exemption statement and finally accommodated me by making me wear a mask.
Okay.
Which I must comply with or be fired.
What if my religion exempts the wearing of a mask? Scott, this, the way this is worded to me opens up an enormous can of worms for employers where the way I read this, employees can start.
My religion mandates that boss provides Chipotle every day.
Yes. You start using religion as any excuse. This ruling says they cannot, quote, scrutinize your raising of that exemption.
So the story in the Capital Journal out of Topeka says, from the same story, the law says employers must accept an exemption request if it would endanger an employee's life or the life of someone who lives with them, which would require confirmation by a healthcare professional, or if it violates, quote, sincerely held religious beliefs of the employee as evidenced by an accompanying written statement signed by the employee, their statement.
Define sincerely held if you're not allowed to scrutinize.
Define religion.
Well.
It can be hard to do.
Define hard to do.
Diane in Independence.
Define Diane.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Hello, Diane. Welcome.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi.
We're well. Thank you.
I was thinking about that. They can't scrutinize your religion. So does that mean I can ask for tomorrow off for religion A, and maybe next week I can get 2 or 3 days off for religion B? And then, you know, I need a whole week off for this because of religion C.
The way I read it, they would not be able to scrutinize that. Now, does it include the language within reason? I didn't see that, Scott.
It doesn't say within reason. It says that they have to be sincerely held religious beliefs.
Sincerely held, Lynn.
I do too, Diane.
You convert a lot, Diane.
I want to do the church with Chipotle.
Well, that's this church.
Okay, the Church of Dana and Park.
Mm-hmm. It's the Odyssey Church. All right, be
I
well.
Listen every day.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you.
The off by 2:30 religion.
Is that the Church of Dana?
It's sincerely held. I've never held anything so sincerely in my entire life.
I believe you, and I'm joining. Sam, the show is yours from 2:30 to 6.
Oh, great! Thanks.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Again, we are not a political show, so let's...
No, but you can hear the HR people screaming in their cars right now. And by the way, if you work in human resources, I'd love to hear from you on this.
Or in healthcare. When you were hired, did they ask you, do you hold any sincere religious beliefs that we need to know about?
That would preclude you
and
from doing your job.
And would that be, in and of itself, an HR violation asking somebody,
yes,
what religious beliefs do we need to be made aware of?
Yep.
Because we are in healthcare. There is patient contact. There is patient care involved. Is there anything that we need to know about? And I would bet that that's a violation. Now, granted, Kansas and Missouri, I believe, are both at-will work states, if I'm not mistaken. But... you can't, which means you can fire somebody for no reason at all, but you can't fire somebody if they claim they're in a protected class.
I would add to that within reason.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. And who gets to determine what is within reason? A judge?
Yeah.
They took this to judges in Topeka.
Don't think this will go higher?
Oh, I'm sure it will. It'll probably go to at least the state Supreme Court. At least the state Supreme Court. And then from there, this would almost, I would argue, be a case that the U.S. Supreme Court would be willing to consider.
But even to hear the case, would you not have to say, all right, Mrs. So-and-so, Mrs. Jones.
Well, her name is Glean.
Okay. Was this real? Like, do you really believe? Or even this, in asking that, it gets awkward.
But, or was this more of a political thing, you know? And
prove it. What if she says it's impossible to prove it?
Yeah.
What if she had never gone to church a single day in her life? And we don't know that. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, what if she had never set foot in a church her entire life? The way I read this ruling, your boss does not have the right to say to you, I'm sorry, you told me a couple years ago you were an atheist. Like, where is this religious exemption coming from?
I converted. Prove I didn't.
It's a mess. You can't.
Prove I... Somebody says Missouri is not this, a right to
and
work.
And this, I'm saying, is unfair to businesses.
I converted to the Chipotle for lunch every day off by 2:30 religion.
I love that religion. Scott in Lawrence. Scott, good afternoon. Hello.
Yes. Real quick. I have a twin brother that's a pastor, and he will tell you most people truthfully cannot fill out those forms. Very few did he ever sign off on. Thank you.
Okay. I don't believe that the law in Kansas requires, or maybe it's a federal law, I don't know, but I think it's a state law because this is being considered in the state courts and not in federal courts. My understanding reading that story from the Capital Journal is that you don't have to have a pastor sign off on your religious exemption form.
Because that would be forcing you to scrutinize and prove that this is what you believe. The court has said your boss is not allowed to scrutinize or ask for proof that you believe this.
Your exemption statement is only signed by you. Let's go to Jim in Eastern Shawnee. Hello, Jim.
Eastern Shawnee.
Yes, sir.
I have a lawn service. I take care of townhome communities. And I was working late. I think it's the Sabbath on Saturday for the Jewish people.
Yes, the Sabbath is on Saturday for Jewish people. That is correct.
So I was working late trying to get finished up on a Friday night. A lady at one of my communities came out and asked me to go home because of her Sabbath. She didn't want me working on the property during her Sabbath. And I thought that was odd. And it was getting late in the afternoon. I guess at sundown, she wanted me off the property.
Well, she's not the one working. You are.
She didn't want me working on her property. I guess it just was way at work. And, you know, fortunately I got done, but she came out and asked me to not work later than sundown. And whatever, she gave me a time at the it's been 15 years ago, but it was just a very unique request, I thought. And I was violating her faith, not my own.
Huh. So, very interesting.
Yeah, that was odd. So,
all right.
Nice lady.
Okay, all right, take care.
Had an HR consultant on the line who said he didn't want to hang out and go on the air. He said that he tells all of his clients in Kansas, because it is a right-to-work state, fire anybody you want to, but leave it at you're fired. That's it.
Not because .. Nope,
just you're fired.
Got it.
See you later.
We're going in a different direction. And you're not included in that direction.
That's too many words.
You're fired.
You're fired.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Did I just hear a bird in that traffic report?
You did. Lori Pearson has birds, and if you listen closely, sometimes they're extra vocal as she is trying to tell Kansas Cityans where to drive and where drive.
Did you record that?
I can pull it back up.
Okay. Just the beginning. I want to hear the...
stand by. We are standing. We are by.
Looking at some brake lights, southbound 71, starting at MLK. We're going to some brake lights southbound 71, starting at MLK, going through
Put
East
the bird
Gregory,
in another room.
I have been looking for an update to this story, and I can't find it, Scott. But do you remember in, this was over in Europe somewhere, they had to separate a bunch of birds at the zoo because they started swearing and teaching each other to swear.
Yes, I remember that.
And it was not like on the lower end of the swear words.
It wasn't
words.
A damn
like
or a hell.
The granddaddy of all swear words.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they stopped them. I know zoos are family-friendly places. I would have flocked to that zoo.
You would have flocked to
flocked,
it?
Really?
No pun
would
intended.
You have flown there?
To the bird exhibit just to let them rip.
You see, you can chirp.
I think it's hilarious.
Sit there and nest in the exhibit for a little bit.
They were known to say blank off to one another. This was a British zoo in the Lincolnshire Wildlife Centre.
Were the words foul?
Yes.
It started with F and was four letters.
You didn't catch that foul?
No, I caught it. I was just ignoring it.
By the way,
did it ruffle
Sheila,
some feathers?
Sheila.
I believe it did.
Was the most dastardly when it came to the cursing.
Hmm.
By the way, there were 250 birds that were known to share swear words.
They rounded them up and put them with like 90 other birds that didn't swear. And the hope was the non-swearing birds would like rub off on the swearing birds. I think the opposite happened. I think the nice birds were like, oh, don't mind if I do.
So the birds of a feather were flocking
yes,
together.
That's
Scott,
exactly
get
right.
Out. Okay. Get out.
See myself out.
How do you stop this?
You separate them, Sam.
One apologetic woman tried to blame her husband for teaching the parrot to curse that ended up at the zoo. The names of those birds are African grays. They don't just mimic words. They also match the precise pitch of the prior owner that would say those words. So they don't just say the word. Like he says, they say it in your voice.
They're a gray parrot.
250 of them saying, blank off, blank off.
Can we please get audio of that? And we'll beep it out.
They are considered the smartest and most conversational of the parrot class.
He says, quote, I was working in the office next door to their quarantined station. I could hear the language. I genuinely thought it was some of our volunteers. And I thought I best go ahead and tell them to calm it down a bit. When I walked in, I was actually quite
said,
shocked to
F
find
off.
There were no people. It was just the parrots. He declined to repeat the bird's body language on the radio, but said one of their favorite phrases, yes, is that.
To F off.
The word is not flap.
We got it.
Yeah.
Gray parrots are highly intelligent, considered to be one of the most intelligent in their species.
Sheila, shame on you.
Many individuals have been shown to perform some tasks at the cognitive level of a 4 to 6-year-old human child. That means they're smarter than a dog.
Yeah.
Dogs, it's thought, have the cognitive skill of a 3-year-old.
I would only want a bird that swore. And I would take it back if it didn't.
Now, if your bird...
can you order them that way?
They can learn up to 100 words.
If your parrot curses, and it's in Britain, does it curse in a British accent?
Well, it says they mimic the tone and sound of its owner's voice. So I guess it would.
Nice.
Smartphones are making teenagers more aggressive, detached from reality, and causing them to hallucinate, according to new research. Scientists concluded the younger a person starts using a phone, the more likely they would be crippled by a whole host of psychological ills after surveying 10,500 teens between the ages of 13 and 17 from both the United States and India. The teens surveyed for the youth mind, rising aggression, and anger were significantly worse off than older Gen Zers, and the youngest ages were more likely to suffer aggression, anger. A staggering 37% of 13-year-olds reported experiencing aggression, compared with 27% of 17-year-olds.
This goes back to what I was saying earlier. It's so much of the unpleasant content when you're scrolling.
See, most of the stuff that I've almost stopped looking at what people post on Facebook. It has become my Instagram or
don't. It's terrible. Twitter.
No,
it makes you crazy.
All I do is watch the Facebook. Oh, Instagram. The Facebook Reels. That's
your
all.
Your TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay, TikTok. Whatever it is, that is all that I do on Facebook anymore. And you know, it's figured out my algorithm that I like some, you know, some deep thinking I know.
Right.
That joke rides itself. most of it is like, you know, a wife and a husband just playing pranks on each other and stuff like that. I do, apparently in the algorithm, I've watched a couple too many Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom videos because I get a lot of, like, leopards killing a zebra and stuff. Yeah.
And your random Grand Theft Auto videos that you get.
I get less of those now because as soon as I see them, I know they're not real. They're AI generated, so I just skip right over, and so it's gone much lower on the
I only want videos
algorithm.
Of parrots cursing.
You can do that.
But it's still not good for you. It still promotes boredom. We use it as a way to curb boredom, and all it does is make you more bored.
But I don't feel bored when I'm watching reels. And I'll be honest, I watch them when I'm on the toilet in the morning.
Okay.
And during some commercial breaks here during the show.
By some, you mean every?
I can confirm that's what he does during commercial breaks.
If she hears me giggling over here, it's because I'm watching a funny video.
What are you doing? And it's always someone falling down.
When did you turn 14?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's a problem.
Sam, I've been 14 for a long time. A very long time. Quick break. Got the news coming up from ABC News. Dan's off today. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. We'll see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.